So how's everybody doing? No? Is there anybody who had anything interesting happen to them this week that they feel is noteworthy, share-worthy? Anybody? Something strange, peculiar, bizarre, out of the ordinary? It could be ordinary, and you could just get up here and talk about it in a strange, funny, peculiar, or bizarre way. And that would kind of make it strange, funny. Andrew, what do you got? You guys might think that we plan and choreograph this every week, but I promise you that this is unplanned, unrehearsed, uncut.
Everything but uncut. I know some of y'all are getting sick and tired of seeing me up on the stage. Come on, I know some of y'all. Come on, I know some of y'all. Thanks for being honest. But we love seeing you on stage more often.
Cut the echo.
Anyways, let's see. What happened to me? Looks like we got the old... Mads is going to preach tonight. His topic is Let It Shine. Oh, sorry, you were supposed to announce that. And let's see, it looks like we got the FLC back. We got Michael, we got Phil, we got Sam, we got John. Stand up, all four of y'all, stand up. Come on, stand up. Phil. All right, give my hand. They were part of my band. Until Abandon came in. No, that's cool. Abandon, y'all rock. Oh, by the way, tonight they have a concert at Cornerstone Church. Get my hand. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll wrap this up. Some of you are getting sick and tired, and Matt is about to get a little mad. Get his piñata stick and whack at me. Anyways, just kidding, we love you, dude. Anyways, what happened to me? I get to see my friend from Kerrville. His name is Justin. He was here at Labor Day. That was awesome. The saddest part that I heard was that some of y'all know the crocodile hunter, right? Yeah, he was, that hurts too. I know, that's sad. Right here. He was a legend, an icon, and one of the best zookeepers ever. Oh, I'm sorry. He was a alligator wrestler. Yeah, that's what I heard. And, I'll wrap this up. That's the saddest part. But the coolest part is that we know that he's not suffering anymore. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying, you know, like, Labor Day was the saddest / awkwardest day of my life. And I truly mean awkward. I guess you could say that. And my dog died. And the city took her. I have no idea why. Anyways, just want to say, at least I get to see my friend Justin. If you have no idea who he is, he's known as the shark in MySpace. And here's your pastor for the day, Mute Matt.
Thank you, Andrew. So tonight, Andrew announced what I was going to be speaking about. Does anybody remember what he said? Let it shine. Yes. All right. So we got a light bulb up there. Light bulb shining. That's always great. But do you guys remember what I talked about 2 weeks ago? Mark talked last week. Do you remember what Mark talked about? Mark Bell? Commitment, being committed. And he gave 3 points. Do you remember Mark's 3 points? No, those were sub-points. Mark, run up here and tell us your 3 points. Do you remember your 3 points? Mark, everybody give Mark a big hand.
make the decision. Make Jesus your best friend and stay engaged. And under make Jesus your best friend was read your Bible, meditate on it, and I forgot the last. Oh, think about the good things and how great God is.
Awesome. And then under read your Bible, I gave you guys a very practical way that we can read our Bibles every day. Proverbs. Has anybody read all 6 Proverbs this month? Cassandra, you have? Cassandra has. Anybody else? Cassandra. That's awesome. So we want to be like Cassandra. So the idea behind this is that since today is September the 6th, have you read Proverbs 6? Are you all the way up to date? Yes, 6th. I have a lisp. We got some new people here. We got like a whole like 8 new people. Welcome to my lisp. Proverbs 6th. Yeah, that's awesome. So that's a good way to stay engaged. How many of you are going to try and do that this week? Proverbs 7 through 14. Awesome. And for the rest of you, I guess you're just content with not reading your Bible. Okay, we'll have to work on that at some other time. Cool. Rock and roll. But that's a good way, right? That's a great way. I, myself, did not read all 6 Proverbs this week, 7 Proverbs, but I'm going to next week. I did read 6. It was a good one. I'm going to be sharing something from it a little bit later tonight. But do you guys remember what I talked about 2 weeks ago? Love? Love your neighbor. That's right. And in John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And so I really began contemplating, what does it mean to love one another? What does that really mean, to love your neighbor? There's that old saying, love your friends, hate your enemies. Anybody ever done that? I'll raise my hand. I'll be the first to admit. But Jesus, remember in Matthew 5, he said, "A new law I give you, love your friends, but love your enemies more, and bless them that curse you." That's kind of weird, right? We're not used to doing those sort of things. And so I began studying really in depth. What does the Bible say about love? And remember I showed you the agape love? That's the love that's a conscious decision. It's not something that comes naturally. So I looked up a bunch of verses, and these are all in the New Testament. I found almost 30 verses about loving your neighbor. A lot of verses just in the New Testament. Actually, I think there's one from Leviticus. These all have to deal with loving our neighbor. And how many of you guys know that when the Bible repeats something, we should probably like get it, listen up, not just let it go in one ear and out the other, you know? We need to like pay attention. So I copied down some of the highlights of these verses, and I'm not going to read you all of these verses because that would take... It'll probably take me quite a while, but I'm going to read you some of the highlights, okay? You guys ready? You listening? Attentive? You with me? You understand what I'm doing? All right. Why don't you just poke your neighbor? Just poke him. Guys, don't poke girls inappropriately. I don't want to get any calls from parents, but you can just poke a shoulder. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Maybe you guys aren't poking hard enough. Nobody's saying, ah. There we go. All right. John 13, 34, and 35 says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another." I just read this one, so I'm going to skip it. John 15, 12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." John 15, 17, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Romans 12, 10, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another." Romans 13, 8, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. 1 John 3:11, we should love one another. 1 John 3:23, love one another as he gave us commandment. 1 John 4:7, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 5:2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 Peter 1:22, see that you love one another with a pure and friendly heart. Matthew 19:19, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mark 12:31, love your neighbor as yourself. James 2:8, love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians 5:14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Romans 13:9, love your neighbor as yourself. That's five verses that say, love your neighbor as yourself. Just think about what that means, to love your friend or your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus kind of stepped it up a notch and not only love your neighbor as yourself, but in Luke 6:27 he says, I say to you, which hear, love your enemies and do good to them who hate you. Not just people who you don't get along with, not just the guy at school who kind of has BO but never really talks to you. Love them that hate you. Hate's a pretty strong word, you know? I've had people tell me, even in a joking way, I hate you, and it's like, it jolts me, you know? We're just like kidding around, and they're like, you know, you better not do that, and then I do it, you know, to kind of get on their nerves, and they're like, I hate you. Man, that hurt. Hate's a strong word. It says to love those who hate you. Matthew 5:44 says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now he's taking it up another notch. He's saying, pray for the people who use you to hurt you. It's pretty intense. Okay. And Ephesians 5:2 says, and I walk in love as Christ also, and walk in love as Christ also loved us. So you might be saying, what does this have to do with light? Anybody saying that? Maybe somebody is. Maybe not. And I believe that the love that we not only have for our friends and for the people who treat us nice, but when we show love to people that hate us, that are our enemies, that's how people are going to see that there's something different about us. That's the light that's going to shine out. Because it's not a natural thing to do when somebody punches you to be like, man, bless you, bless your heart. God, I just love you. You know, who has ever done that? John? Anybody else? John's walking in love. Got a couple people in the back. Praise him. Okay, but that's not a natural thing to do. You have to be living at a higher level, living where God wants you to be able to do that kind of things. And that's what I want to inspire you to do. It's something supernatural when we tap into the love that God has for us and put it out towards other people. Can somebody shut that door? It's just like driving me nuts. Thank you, Mike. It's not something natural. You know, in the natural, when somebody does something wrong or evil to you, what do you want to do? You want to give it back to them like 100%, 1,000,000% harder, heavier, you know, whatever. My mom always taught me you can't hit girls, and that's true. But when I was like in junior high, there was a girl who would just like if you disagreed with her, she would just like this, like right, like where it hurts for me. And like, I really wanted to, like, hit this girl or push her or blah, blah, blah. But, you know, my mom had taught me that this wasn't the right thing to do. Michael probably hit her. I don't know, because he just did whatever he wanted. But I didn't, you know, because I'm a good Christian. Whatever. No, I don't know. Probably because I was afraid she would do it again. But it's not natural to love someone who hates you. It takes exercise. You know, you don't develop and build muscles overnight, right? If you could, I wouldn't have, like, the skinniest arms in the whole world. You have to work at it. Anybody got some, like, guns in here that they're proud of? Phil's got some guns. I'm pointing him out just because I saw him. Check out his muscles afterwards. He's pretty ripped. Check out his MySpace. he's really ripped. It takes exercise. You have to start small. I can't just decide, you know what, I want to be, like, really big and really strong and go to, like, Bally's and say, load this barbell up with all the weight you got and like, try and lift it. No, you gotta start small. So I'm going to ask you to think just for a second, what are some practical ways that you can show somebody love? What are some practical ways? You can shout them out. Buy them a tea bucket. That's a good way. It's a good way. It's thinking about somebody else more than yourself. What else? Talking to them, smiling. Is that what somebody said? Sending your youth pastor a nice MySpace message. Hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, that's a good one. God. It's like a joke, you know? You guys need to lighten up out there. Yeah. So, anybody else got anything? Do what? Complimenting their looks. Samuel, you look very nice tonight. Did you take a shower today? I can tell. Looks good. Anybody else? Take them to Starbucks. It's a good one, Andrew. Anybody else? Buy them flowers. Being on time. It's a great way to practically show someone, I care about you. I care about your time. I'm not going to waste your time by making you stand around and wait on me. That's a good way. Thank you, Steven. I can tell the Lord's really dealing with you in that area. Tell them that you love them. And die for them. It's like kind of that's the ultimate price, I guess. Somebody this week called me and said, a girl told me that she loved me. What do I do? I said, I don't know. Nobody's ever told me that. Da-da-ch. No. But I told this person, you know, love takes time to develop. And just because somebody says they love you, they still have to prove it, you know. It takes time to prove that you really love someone. I have some practical ways that you can show somebody that you love them. Like when I'm driving in the car and like somebody does something really bad, a lot of times I'll just like scream at them, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, you idiot, get out of my way. That's not a good way. We should do the opposite. We should bless them. What about like the cashier at Walmart? I hope there's no cashiers here from Walmart, but like cashiers at Walmart just like give me the hardest time. I'm so thankful to God for the self-checkout because they would always just, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is, you've got like 11 items and this is the 10 item lane. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I've been in the store for like 6 hours looking for the exit. And now that I find it, you have to, you know, it's crazy. And then the lady behind you at Walmart in the line who's yelling at you and cursing you out because you move the bar and blah, blah, blah. What do we want to do when that kind of stuff happens? No, that's not what we want to do. I mean, yeah, that's what we should want to do, but a lot of times we just want to, like, chew them out. This week I was at the movies just the other night, and I was waiting in line for the concessions, and it was taking forever and big, long lines, and so I got my thing, and, you know, my soda or whatever it was, and instead of, like, walking all the way back and then around and then to, like, my theater, I just kind of walked in between people where there was gaps, and I kind of get past this one lady, and, you know, I didn't, like, make anybody get out of my way or anything, and she just, like, yells out, "Excuse you!" And, you know, I just thank the Lord. I don't know. I think my movie had already started, so I didn't want to, like... I was getting Mike Fernandez a refill. That's love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man get a refill for his friend at AMC. But she just yelled at me in front of, like, 80 people. And I'm like, a lady. Like, I just, like, this is the lady, you know? And, like, I walk like this. You know, no problem. And she, "Excuse you," you know. What do you do in a situation like that? You know, I really wanted to turn around and say some really mean things that I could have said really, really quick. Like, you know, if you weren't taking up so much space, we wouldn't have had this problem. Or, you know, maybe you ought to, like, you know, who knows what. But I could have said a lot of things to this lady who was yelling at me. But thank the Lord that I didn't. Thank the Lord that my movie had already started and I wanted to get in there really quick. Where was I going? I have no idea with all this. But we need to love our neighbors and our enemies and the ladies at the movie theaters who yell at you and the cashiers at Walmart who give you a hard time. I really believe that if we take the love that God has put in us, the love that he has shown us, and then spread it to other people, that is what will make an impact in people's lives. That is what will show people that there's something different about us Christians. There's something different about the way we live. Proverbs 6, and I was reading this morning, says this: "There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, a man who stirs up dissension among his brothers." And when I read this verse today, this passage, especially hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness. When I read those things, I thought of a certain event that has happened in the last few years, and the anniversary is coming up for this in just a few weeks. No, next week, next Monday, September 11th. I thought about the people who did these things when I read about this. Hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil. It's kind of hard to love people who do stuff like this. It's not something that's natural. There's a lot of killing going on over in Israel and Lebanon and Iraq and all these places right now. And it's real easy for us to say, "Oh, that's over there and that's their problem." I heard a Christian say, when this happened, very, you know, they don't go to this church, so don't be even thinking about who it might be. But I heard they said straight to me, "We should just nuke them." Actually, that's not, I'm leaving out some words, but "We should just nuke them and let Allah figure them all out." And I'm like, yeah, that's love of God right there. I really believe that the only thing that can turn this situation around or that can even make any kind of difference is that when people really show the genuine and true love of Christ. There are two strong forces in this world, and one of them is love and the other is hate. And they're absolutely, totally, and completely separate. as far apart as they could possibly be, these things are separate. But they're pretty strong things, you know? It's kind of what makes the world go round. And so I want to show you guys just a real quick visual aid here about love and hate and letting your light shine. And so that's what we're going to do here for just a few minutes. You've all heard like the expression of, you know, when there's no light that, hey, can someone kill the projector? The remote's over here. Yeah, rock and roll. That, you know, a lot of times in darkness, you kind of just think of like darkness is hate and love is light. And it's kind of dark in here, you know? It's like really dark in here, but I got a little light. Right? Left? East? I've got a light here. And this can be my, you know, the love that God has for me. And just imagine that all you people are sinners, okay? And I can point this and I can shine it, but it's not really doing a whole lot of good, you know? Is it really lighting the room up? I can light up the front row, and that's about it. But if the front row will look under their seats as I illuminate them, tape to the bottom of your seats, you should have... Oh, there we go. Yeah, go ahead and turn those on. Yeah. And then the rest of you guys should have lights under your seats, too. I think. Everybody should have... That's why I wanted you to move to the center section. And it's pretty illuminated in here with all these lights. We're not lighting up the whole place, you know? It's kind of dark over here on the sides. You know why it's dark on the sides? Because there's no people there. Or if they are there, they're sinners or something. So I think that if we take the light that God's put in us, the love that He has for us and for others, that it will spread. John 3:16, I'm going to close with this. So everybody point your flashlights at me so you can see me. There, ooh, that looks really cool. That looks rad. Micah's taking pictures over there. I'm going to be up on MySpace. All right, John 3:16. Everybody knows this verse. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You guys sound great, John 3:16. But we kind of skip over, and we just kind of forgot to love the world, and He gave His only begotten Son. But I think that if we really read this the way it is written, it would go something like this. For God so loved the world. That's about as much soul as I got. But with the emphasis on the so, He loved us so much that He sent His only Son, His only Son. That's how much love God has for us. And all these verses that I read to you tonight talk about taking the love that God has for us and the love that He's given us and sharing it with other people. And I really believe that there's only one thing strong enough to change the world, and that thing is love. And so I just want to encourage you guys. Look at your neighbor. Point your flashlight at your neighbor and just say, I love you. I love you. You're looking good tonight. Yeah. Tom's got something he wants to say. Hey, everybody. Flashlights on Mr. Tom. Mr. T, okay? Thank you.
I just had to share this quick example. Wow, that is pretty cool looking. About love. On August 28th, 4 years ago, one of my friends, who was a very strong Christian believer in everything, the real deal and all that, he passed away in a car accident. And he was a huge impact on my life. He was a really good friend, and he was going through some really hard times right before he died, and I got to talk to him, and he was having some family trouble and all this, but he was the nicest person, and he loved everybody. If they didn't treat him right, it didn't matter, and he prayed for his enemies, and he learned really fast, and he died when he was 21. And what I'm getting at is at his funeral, and it was a big life-turning event for all of us really close friends and even the community, and it was a pretty big town. And there were people that, for some reason, they made fun of him for some reason, and they just didn't understand why he was the way he was, and they, even because he was so nice, they wanted to bring him down. But he still talked to him, and he prayed for him and everything, and it was so awesome. He was such an awesome guy, and at his funeral, one of my other really good friends, we kind of just hung out together, the three of us, a lot, and my friend got to speak, and he gave my friend's whole testimony and why he was so different. And people would ask, even after that, why was he so different? And his name was Ben, and they were just like, why was he so different? And we were just like, because he loved God and he loved people. And even at that funeral, I think it was about 5 or 6 people got witness to and they got saved at a funeral because of what my friend, he shined his light everywhere he went. It didn't matter where he was. So I just wanted to share that real quick. It was laying on my heart when Matt was talking about 9/11 and all that other stuff, because just even if it's so bad sometimes, just for what it takes people to see, it's almost like somebody's gotta die for somebody to see what's different about them, because they're so set on bringing the other person down. So, yeah, think about that maybe when somebody's doing something to you or they're hating on you or whatever, to keep shining the light. And then they're going to wonder, well, what's so different about them? And I've had some cases myself where in college, right after I got saved, some guys, they would go out and they'd drink and they'd come back to the dorms and they'd want to fight me. And I wouldn't fight them and they'd be all drunk. And then about 2 months later, I prayed for them, and I wanted to fight back, but I didn't. And they were my friends after that, and we go out and play basketball or whatever. So, but yeah, I just had to say something while I could.
Thanks, Tom. We got Tom a good hand. That was cool. So this whole community, from what a large portion of it went to this young man's funeral, correct? So from what I take away from that is that if you want your life to count for something, If you want to, I mean, nobody in here wants to waste their life. If you want to waste your life, raise your hand. Yeah, even if you raised it, I couldn't see it, but anyway. Nobody wants to waste their life. We all want to make a difference with our lives. It's just what we naturally want to do. And this young man impacted lives by simply showing God's love to people who need it. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll dismiss. Lord Jesus, thank you for each one of these young people here tonight. Lord, I pray that you would just show us, God, how to love you most of all, and then, Lord, how to love our neighbors, our friends, and our enemies. Lord, I pray that this would be something real, that we wouldn't forget about, Lord, people who can't give us anything back or give us anything in return. Lord, that we would always remember the love that you had for us by sending your only son, Lord, and dying on the cross. God, help us to be so grateful for what you've done to us that we just want to share it with everyone we know. Give us the strength and the boldness to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. You guys are dismissed. Let your lights shine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Oh, wait. We got one more person who wants to say something. That's cool.
really don't have a lot room to speak just because I'm new here, but basically you guys know all the story about, like, the seed falling on fertile ground. And the seed is the word of God. So, like, anytime you come to a place like this and somebody's preaching it out, that seed is the word of God. And in order for it to fall on fertile ground, you've got to have some type of plan of action when you leave. Like, everybody in here hearing all the message tonight should have in their mind some formulation of a plan to, like, put it in action, or else it's just dead. Like, it's just words. It's just words until it gets put in action. So, you know, the love that we're supposed to represent for Christ, that is going to break down a lot of stalemates, you know. And, like, I've seen it a billion times in my life, that it's just, like, some type of wall between myself and somebody, whether it be by my fault, their fault, nobody's fault, just some people just have problems with each other, and that's just how the world is. And, like, the love of Christ will bring those walls down, I guarantee it. And, I mean, you should have somebody in your mind right now that you're having a problem with, or somebody that you know is having a problem with somebody else. And if you can put it into action before you guys come back here next week, then everything that you guys heard tonight and everything you guys said and prayed was worth it.
All right. So think of someone you can love this week. It might even be your parents. It might be your school teachers. Repay good for evil. When somebody does evil to you this week, give them good back. And then just see what happens. All right? Love you guys. See you next week.